Part 2. Mr. Murdstone. Mr. Murdstone hated me.
What do I do?
He asked me.
If I have a dog or a horse that doesn't do what I want?
I don't know, I said.
I hit him,
said Mr. Murdstone. I understood. My mother was gentle and kind. But when she wanted to kiss me, Mr. Murdstone and his sister said,
Clara, don't be silly. Be strong.
Mr. Murdstone gave me lessons. He asked difficult questions. I was very nervous and I couldn't answer.
If you don't study your lessons, we must punish you, he said.
My mother began to protest.
Be strong, Clara,
said Miss Murdstone. Her brother took me upstairs and began to hit me with a long cane. I turned my head. I bit his hand. He was very angry and hit me very hard. Then he closed the door and locked it. That night, Peggotty came to the door and said,
Master Davy, I love you. I'll look after you and your mother.
Finally, Mr. Murdstone unlocked the door. He sent me to a school near London. When I arrived, the headmaster, Mr. Creakle, put a notice on my back. It said, Be careful. He bites. It was a horrible school. Fortunately, I made two friends. One was a boy called Traddles. The other was Steerforth. He was a good-looking older boy and came from a rich family. He called me Daisy and protected me from the other boys and the teachers. Mr. Creakle was also afraid to hit Steerforth.
Give me your pocket money, Daisy,
said Steerforth,
and I'll buy food and drink for everyone. The boys will all like you then.
He was my hero. When Mr. Peggotty and Ham visited me, I introduced them to my new friend and protector. When I returned home for the summer, my mother had a new baby. I wanted to hold my little brother, but the Murdstones sent me upstairs. I was very sad and was happy to return to Mr. Creakle's school. On my birthday, Mr. Creakle called me to his room.
Was your mother well when you left her?
His wife asked. I didn't answer. I knew there was a problem.
She's ill,
Mrs. Creakle said. I began to cry.
She's very ill,
she said. Now I understood.
She's dead.
I cried and cried. I went home immediately. Peggotty told me about my mother's death. And she told me how the baby also died. After the funeral, Peggotty sat with me in my room and comforted me. Miss Murdstone said,
We don't need a servant.
And Peggotty left. But first, she took me away to see her family in the boathouse. It was good to see Mr. Peggotty and Ham and little Emily. Peggotty decided to marry Mr. Barkis.
I will always love you, Master Davy,
she promised.
I'll always be here to help you.
When I returned home, Mr. Murdstone didn't speak to me for a long time. Then one day he said,
Education is expensive, David. You must go to London and learn to be independent in the world.